The Rambam writes, Echad min ha-chabura shemeis yidag kol ha-chabura. The Rambam says that when one person from a group passes away, the entire group needs to feel a little bit of worry, thought, concern. Yesterday, unfortunately, it was a very terrible funeral that a number of the Rebbes attended, a very terrible funeral yesterday of the wife, young 32-year-old wife of a DRS graduate, a mom of three young kids aged 9, 4, and 2, something like that. It was a very, very difficult morning. I was talking to Rabbi Shai Schechter, who is one of the rabbis at the Young Israel Woodman, who I didn't realize was a classmate, an elementary school classmate of the husband of the DRS graduate who lost his wife yesterday. And he said that as he was sitting at the funeral, he saw all of his friends, all the people that were his age, and all of them are married with young kids, and all of them were thinking the same thing during the entire funeral. They were saying, like, if this happened to me, how in the world would I be able to deal with this? Very, very, very difficult to deal with a tragedy, to deal with difficult things that happen. I would imagine that if anybody here, and probably some people do, have relatives in Pittsburgh, if you have people who you know, certainly when you know people involved in tragedy, you feel it all that much more closely and more poignantly. I'd like to just speak about 4 points that I think are important to think about and know, and hopefully with your Rabbeim and Shir, you'll be able to talk a little bit more about these 4 points. The first point is, whenever tragedy or a difficulty strikes a Jew anywhere, every Jew, wherever he is supposed to feel a little bit of that tragedy. This is true anytime a crime is committed against anyone, any human being, even a non-Jew. As a human being, a person should feel a sense of pain when someone experiences hurt. But when it's your family member, it hurts more. When you know the person, it hurts more. When a Jew in Spain, something happens to them, we also are upset, but we may have less connection. But when Jews in the United States are murdered because they are Jews, that is something that has to hit home with us, with each one of us, and it requires us to do a little bit of thinking. As the Rambam says, Echad min ha-chabura shemeis yidag kol ha-chabura. And in a certain sense, we are all part of the chabura of American Jewry. And the Mishnah Pirkei Avos teaches us that one of the 48 ways that one acquires Torah is through being nosei ba'ol im chavero, carrying your friend's burden with your friend, feeling the pain of another person's difficulty. And yesterday at that funeral that we all went to, it was a packed, so many people came to this funeral. The reason why people go to funerals is to try a little bit, one of the reasons is to try a little bit to be nosei ba'ol im chavero, to try to feel your friend's pain. Jewish people are known as rachmanim baishanim gomle chasadim. We are people of mercy. We are people who, when someone else suffers, certainly when a Jew suffers in the land of Israel, that's the homeland of the Jewish people, we feel it maybe a little bit more. And if it's in America where we live, we have to feel it. We are commanded as Jews to be Ohavei Yisrael, to have Avas Yisrael, to have love for every single Jew. And I want to stress that the love of every single Jew is regardless of that Jew's particular background. Obviously, everybody here knows that this tragedy involved conservative Jews who davened in a conservative shul. It should make not one iota of difference to us. A Jew is a Jew, and we have the same obligation to love every single Jew that we have, because that's your family. That's our family. We're all B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's true that had we known them and maybe had we had more of a connection to those people, and there may be some people here that I don't even know about that do have a connection to some of the people who were killed. When you have a connection, you feel it more poignantly. There's no question about it. But as Jews, we have to feel that we're all part of one family. That's called Noseh Ba'olim Chaver. That's called Rachmanim Baishanim Gomlei Chasadim. And therefore, if there are families now, a lot of families, in a sweet, simple town in Pennsylvania that are grieving, that all of us have to be grieving to an extent. This is a tragedy that affects all of us, and we should be thinking about it, and we should daven for the people, and we will, as soon as I'm finished with my remarks, daven a little bit on behalf of the families to lose loved ones in such a tragic fashion is something that requires all of us to think and to try to identify with the people. And I'm hoping, and already some guys were emailing me last night and kids in my office this morning about what can we do to help those people? What can we do to help those families? Should we write letters? Should we send a delegation? I don't know. We're going to think about exactly what to do in the next couple of hours and maybe days. What should we do? But to just ignore it is not an option for Jews. And that's part of being a member of the Jewish people. That's point number one. I'm going to segue into point number two, and that is anti-Semitism and hateful speech in general about any minority or anyone who's not exactly like you. Anti-Semitism, hatred for the Jewish people, hatred for all religious people. Unfortunately, hatred for the Jewish people is something that the Jewish people have endured since we've been on this earth. And it's a little bit tricky, this issue of anti-Semitism. As Jews, we don't believe that we're any better than any other people on this earth. We're not better than anybody. We just believe that we've been given a specific mission. We have our own specific mission to be Avdei Hashem, to be servants of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have our mission. Just because we have this mission doesn't mean that we look down on anyone else who's not Jewish. Chas v'shalom. That's not part of the Jewish tradition. What is part of our tradition is that we know we have a specific job and a task to do. We do that task with pride. But sometimes there are people in the world who can't handle the fact that we have that task. And sometimes when there are differences in people, this leads people to talk negatively. Whenever anyone is different, that sometimes causes people who are uncomfortable with that difference to speak out against people and to talk negatively about people. And this is what leads to anti-Semitism. And this has been something that's been with the Jewish people forever. And it's not the time now, maybe in Shia we could talk more about it. It's not the time now to go into a lengthy discourse about the history of anti-Semitism, why it still exists now. What I want to focus on is what every person here can do about this. So number one, which I think is obvious, is that we should be proud of our Judaism and we should not allow anyone to speak negatively. We should have to respond and not allow anyone to speak negatively about the Jewish people. Furthermore, we should act in a way that's a Kiddush Hashem, that sanctifies God's name, that would never give anybody an excuse to talk negatively about the Jewish people or to act negatively. And thirdly, and I think most importantly for all of us to take a few moments to think about today, this Meshuggah who went into a shul and killed people in the middle of prayer is a product, at least partially, of continuous hateful speech that is spewed forth by people against the Jewish people and against other people and against other classes of society. And we are all familiar with the fact that people have no problem spewing forth hateful speech about lots of people who aren't exactly like them, as you've heard me speak about many times. Whether it be people who are fat, or people who are short, or people who are rich, or people who are poor, or people who are Sephardi, or people who are Ashkenazi, or people who are smart or less smart, or people who are athletically talented or not athletically talented, or people who are homosexual, or people who are black. I don't care what the issue is. Hurtful, hateful speech against anyone because they're different from you is wrong, and it's not something that Jews should engage in, ever. Making fun of people because they're distant, they're different than you, that has no place in the Jewish religion. It's called onas dvarim. It's called verbal abuse. So I realize that anti-Semitism and verbal abuse are not at all the same thing. But for the sake of, I think in this case they're related. There's a relationship. Too many of us do engage in hateful, hurtful speech about people. Hateful, hurtful speech about the Jewish people is called anti-Semitism. But hateful, hurtful speech about anybody is wrong. And one of the things that we can take upon ourselves, and we sent around a video that I would love the Rebbe's to play and share, a short video, which I think is a beautiful tribute to the way one mom and her little kids in Pittsburgh is deciding to deal with the issue. When the reporter tried to get her to say negative things, she wouldn't bite. And we focus on the positive. We focus on saying good things about people, giving support to policemen who protect us, giving support to people, to good people who say the right things and who are appropriate and know how to talk nicely about people and know how to say good things about people. Our mouths are very, very powerful weapons, and we have to be very, very careful about not calling people out for being different than us just because they don't fit into a particular mold that we want them to fit into. So there's a connection, I believe. And anti-Semitism ain't going away today and tomorrow. It's part of the nature of being a Jew. It's part of the nature of having a special role in the world. And there are always going to be people who don't like that role. But what we can do to tone it down is ourselves to be role models of positive speech and positive interactions with everyone in the world, Jew and non-Jew, to speak positively about people, to never speak negatively, to never call people out, especially now with social media, on the internet, the way people have this license and liberty to just call everybody out who doesn't agree with everything that they say, they have a right to call people names and put people down. This is part of the culture. This is part of the culture that could lead to a Meshuggah to walk into a shul and kill people. innocent people. Point number three.
It is invariable that at times like this,
where a guy can walk into a shul and kill people engaged in prayer, that the inevitable question perhaps comes up for people to think a little bit about, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow people who are engaged in prayer to be murdered in such a way? And again, in my short remarks to you, I am not going to give you an exhaustive answer to this question. And in truth, in reality, there is no great answer to this question. I'm going to refer again to what Rabbi Josh Greyjauer, the DRS alum who yesterday had to give a hesped for his wife who passed away 2 days ago. He gave one of the most moving, beautiful hespedim I've ever heard anybody give. But he started off before the hesped and he said, I want to make 2 points before I begin my hesped. And I think he was directing himself. People were watching this on live stream. There were over 2,000 people. He lives in Boca Raton, and his wife who passed away was a teacher. She was a 7th and 8th grade Jewish studies teacher at the Katz Hillel Yeshiva Day School in Boca Raton, Florida. And many of the students, 7th and 8th grade students, were watching as he was speaking. And he said, invariably when something like this happens, a 32-year-old woman passes away, a mother of 3 little children, a special, special lady, people are going to ask, why? How could it be? And he said that we have to remember that God does not work for us. We work for Him. God doesn't owe us explanations. If we would understand how God runs the world, we would be God. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself understands why He does what He does. And there are many things that happen that we simply have no answer for. And then he said a second thing. He said, just because we believe in God and we don't understand everything He does, also doesn't mean that we don't have a right to ask questions, to try to understand, and that sometimes when tragedy happens to a person, maybe even he feels a little bit empty and feels low and feels sad and maybe even feels a little distant from God. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't know that God is there and he doesn't trust and believe. He just feels distant. That's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction to sometimes feel distant. That's normal. That's why when something good happens, you make a bracha, baruch hatov ha-meitiv. But when somebody dies, you say dayan ha-emes. Baruch dayan ha-emes means we know that God is the God of truth and justice. We may not understand the truth at this particular moment. And while we have a trust and a belief that everything Hashem does is for the good, that doesn't mean that when tragedy happens to a person at that moment, he has that feeling. I could remember times in my life, particularly when I lost a very close friend at a young age, where I also was troubled by questions. Rav Soloveitchik famously said that when something terrible happens, when Hashem, for whatever reasons that he has, invokes a tragedy, the response of a Jew is not to say lama. The word lama in Judaism means why. We can't know why. That's the Rabbon Shalom's domain. We're supposed to change the word, Rav Soloveitchik said, from the word lama to the word lima. For what purpose is this? What can I take from this? What can I learn from this? What can I do from this? I'm not smart enough to know what I could learn from the tragedy in Pittsburgh. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be more sensitive to conservative Jews. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be more caring about people. Maybe I have to focus on my davening a little bit more. Maybe the Rabbanu Shlomo, I have no idea what it is. Each of us needs to think, Lima, what positive message can we take out of this? What can we learn about how to be better people from this? I know that from listening to Rabbi Greijauer yesterday and listening to some of his siblings and his in-laws speak, I know that I walked away with a very, very, as tragic and as horrible as it was, I walked away with some combination of the pain of the situation, but also a tremendous strength and chizuk at the way the family dealt with the incredible emuna and faith, even in difficult times, that this woman had and that this family had. So we don't understand, and we can't start making calculations and say, oh, God did it to this because of X, Y, and Z. We're not the, we don't know why Hashem does what he does, and no one has a right to play HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's true. Bad things happen to good people. And this is something that Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu about, and it's something that Jews have been asking for a long time. There are some answers, again, not the time now to get into it. But I just want to say that questions are legitimate. And we should ask questions, and we should ask, Lima, what does this teach us? What can we learn from it? How can we move forward in some positive way to learn things? Everything that happens, happens for a reason, and it happens for us to learn something from. We don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculus. We don't know his calculations. But for us, it's to ask Lema, what can we go forward? What can we learn from this? What can we do going forward to become better people as a result of it? And finally, the last thing I want to talk about is security. As you know, those of you who have been around the yeshiva for a little while, for a couple of years, so you know that over the last couple of years, we have done our best to try to upgrade security here at DRS. The security cheshbon here, for me, gentlemen, is a very, very simple one. It's a very simple cheshbon. There are two aspects of security. There's hishtadlus and there's bitachon. A person is supposed to do everything he possibly can to keep himself safe. It's a mitzvah doraisa in the Torah. It's called ushmartem ma'od l'nafsho seichem. You're not supposed to smoke because it's unhealthy. It's forbidden. Because it's forbidden to do anything that endangers your own health. You're not allowed to do anything stupid, reckless driving. Crossing Peninsula Boulevard, not at the light. You can't do anything stupid. If we live in a world that unfortunately the last couple of years has been a lot more attacks on schools, on shuls, then we have an obligation to step it up and to increase security measures at our yeshiva. We have been doing it and we're going to continue to do it even more. Especially in the wake of what happened in Pittsburgh. You all know we conduct security drills. We don't just do those to waste time from class. We do those because, chas v'shalom, rachmana litzlan, in the very small percentage chance that an actual serious attack would happen here, even that small percentage chance, we have to be ready for it. And therefore, I ask every member of our yeshiva, for the sake of your own life, please take the security of our yeshiva seriously. Please take those drills seriously. We have a situation where we want the most simplest thing and the most basic thing about the protection of this facility is that both doors, the door that comes into the yeshiva here, and the door that goes into the gym building, that both doors should remain locked. There's nothing more fundamental. Every other door is locked. That people walk out and don't make sure that those doors are locked. That allows anybody who wants to walk in here at any time. That's the most basic fundamental issue of security here. If you see somebody approaching the campus who you don't know who it is, you should tell somebody. That's called hishtadlus. That's called a person has obligation to do whatever he can to protect himself. And we will continue to do that. And the other half of security is bitachon, is realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who decides what happens. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who decides what happens to people. We need both. As Jews, we believe in both. We believe in hishtadlus, in doing everything we can to secure ourselves. A person has to eat healthy. He has to do exercise. He has to take care of himself. He can't say, "Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to take care of me, so I'm going to eat like a pig. I'm going to not be healthy. I'll sit and." It doesn't work like that. You got to do both. Hishtadlus, you have to do your best, and bitachon, and then trust in Hashem. Security is the same thing. If there's anyone in yeshiva who this shooting is bothering you and it's causing you to have anxiety or something, that's totally understandable and totally fine. Sometimes when these things happen, it triggers other things in people. We have guidance staff in yeshiva. Please speak to your Rebbe. Please speak to one of the members of our guidance staff. It's totally, totally fine. We will make sure that someone speaks to you and helps you address this issue. Please, during fire drills and other security drills, please take them seriously. Please don't speak. Please don't joke around. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. If something were to happen here, for the next 10 years, we'd have the best security drills ever. So let's not wait for that. Chas v'shalom. Let's realize if it could happen in a shul in Pittsburgh, if it could happen in a school in Florida, it could happen here. And quite the contrary, I would say the fact that we have good security people who take the security seriously here, I think that goes a long way to hope, make sure that we won't have an issue here. The more we're aware, the more we take things seriously, hopefully Hashem will see that we care about our security here, and together with our tefillos, which are the most important thing that we can do for our own health and safety, our prayers, our connection to Hashem, hopefully Hashem will protect us. And now, I'd like you all to join me as we're going to do two things. We're going to say two chapters of Tehillim as a refuah shlema to all the people who were injured in the attack, as prayers for an Eloi Neshama for those people who are killed in the attack, and as prayers for the families of those people who were killed, that Hashem should bring them comfort and Hashem should give them the strength to deal with the attack. Following the recitation of two chapters of Tehillim and Mishaberach, I will then recite a Kel Mali Rachamim, which is a prayer for the souls of those people who were killed in the attack. Please rise and join me in two paragraphs of Tehillim. Just to make it easier, we're going to say pasuk by pasuk, kuf chaf aleph, which if you listen to the words, you'll see is very relevant, and kuf lamin. Shir lamalos esa einayel heharim meayin yavo ezri. Ezri meyim Adonai oseh shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh lo yakeka v'yareach baloyla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvoecha me'ata v'yad olam. Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Krasi Khaduna. Adunai Shimabi Koli Tihiana Aznecha Kashuvos Lakol Tachanuna. Imavonos Tishmar Ya. Adonai mi amor. Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivsa nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mi shomerim l'aboker, shomerim l'aboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai ha-chesed v'arbei mofido. Ho yiftes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Yishberach Avosein Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Dov Shlom Huidorch Virapes Kol Hapguim Vatero Shel BePittsburgh Bavur Shakol Hakol Mispalim Bavuram Bischar Zakadosh Baruch Hu Malei Rachim Aleihem Lachdimam Laposam Lachzidam Lachilosam Yishlach Lohem. Mehiro for Shlemo and Shamayim for his name for his gov. Hash the Bagalov is man Kariv and Omar Amen. I'll now recite a Kel Mali Rachman for those people who were killed. El Mali Rachamim Shochein Bamromim Hamtzeim Nuchon Nuchona Al Kanfei Ashchina B'malos kidoshim utorim kizoha haraki amazirim es nishmos hakdoshim shenitvichu b'figua ha-terror b'Pittsburgh shehalchu l'olamam b'avur shekol ha-kohol ha-kadosh hazeh novdim b'lined estok ha-bar haskaras nishmasam Began Eden Tehe Menuchasam Lochein Balarachamim Yasti Rehem Seisar Knofav Liolamim Yitzor Vitzor Achayim Estish Moseyem Adonai Hu Nachalosam V'yanuchu B'shalom Amishkevoseyem V'nomar Amen. Everyone should please head to Shir.